Brock, 107 WIRX, WIRX.com. Good morning, Brock Hunter.
Schnozberries taste like schnozberries.
You didn't eat that whole bag, did you? Call Guinness. Anyway, good morning, everybody. Welcome to it. And let's get to it. It's your morning dump.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, the morning dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Pump, pump it out. Well, according to a new study, the movie Roadhouse, starring the late, great Patrick Swayze, is shown on basic cable more often than any other movie in America. Here's a rundown on the top five, all right? You got Roadhouse at number one, Jumanji, number two, Gladiator, Ace Ventura, Pet Detective, Ghostbusters.
What? Ace Ventura's in there, huh?
Why in the hell is Shawshank Redemption not number one on this list?
Well, so what's the title of the list again?
So these are the shows, the movies that are run the most on cable, basic cable.
Wow. That's wild. I never would have guessed any of those.
No. I mean, I've seen a lot, but I swear to God, if I'm ever around anybody that has cable, whether you go to a bar and they got base, Shawshank Redemption is always on.
It is. It is on a lot. I'm trying to think of what is on a lot. I feel like Jurassic Park's on all the time.
Is it? Maybe maybe there's an ebb and flow like with them. I don't know. But Roadhouse, I mean, yeah, that's shown a lot, but I didn't realize it was the most. So,
this is basic cable, though. This is just your standard, I don't know how many channels it is. But
your standard 60, whatever you get, you know, like the basic cable package.
Huh. Roadhouse at number one, yeah. Huh?
Great movie. Don't get me wrong. I love me some Swayze and some Roadhouse, you know.
Never seen it.
You've never seen Roadhouse?
Nope.
I'm so angry with you right now. Dude, that is a cinematic classic.
Is it?
Yes.
Or is it just one of those movies from back in the day that everybody just kind of rallied around?
No.
Is it that good? Is it really that good?
I'm so mad at you right now that you've never seen Roadhouse. Not only is there boobies in it, all right, some nice boobies in it, okay? There's also great music, okay? Great music. Awesome soundtrack. You got bar fights in there. You got Swayze doing his thing. He rips the throat out of a guy. You got Sam Elliott in there being all Sam Elliott-y.
All right. I like that. I like
You've
that so
never
far.
Never all right.
Here's
seen
my question.
Roadhouse.
No, I ain't going to get mad about it either. Because you know why? It just seems a little cheesy to me. Seems a little cheesy.
That's what makes it
so great. I don't
know
what
it is. That's what makes it
so
great.
So it is. There's some cheese in there, isn't there? See?
Of course there is.
I'm telling you. It's one of those movies that people rally around. Back in the day, I watch it now, and I'm like,
There's a guy in there that has a dangly earring that gets his throat ripped out. Of course it's cheesy, but it's fantastic.
He has a what? A dangly earring.
Yeah. He's got like, he drives a monster truck, and he's got like a little dangly, like, you know, 80s style earring.
So I'm not ripping on it. I just need to know the mentality I have to have going into it.
Like
I'm not going to leave the movie theme and like, oh, that was one of the best serious movies I've ever seen. So I got to go into it knowing there's some cheese in.
Dude, I don't even know if we can be friends anymore at this point. Like, it's Roadhouse it should be in the Smithsonian for one of the greatest movies of all time.
There's a reason Family Guy makes fun of it. Is it because it's cheesy?
Well, of course. It's a movie about a cooler, all right? It's Patrick Swayze plays a guy whose only job is to just make sure bar fights don't break out. And he's wanted all over the place for it. Like, it's a big deal. Okay. He's a cooler, man.
All right.
I want you to be nice. Until it's time to not be nice. I mean, come on.
So what is it with? Is there something in there with the tight jeans and the roundhouse kicks?
Of course there is. There's tight jeans everywhere. It's fantastic. He rips a guy's throat out at the end of the night. I mean, come on, man.
So what year did it come out? 80s? Was it 80s?
What year was Roadhouse? 87? Roadhouse. 89. 1989. 89. God, what a great movie.
Was it like the John Wick of its era, kind of?
It's so much better than John Wick. This blows John Wick out of the water, man. Come on.
Stuff. That's a tough one to say there.
Here, and let me just read the description for you. The Double Deuce is the meanest, loudest, and rowdiest bar south of the Mason-Dixon line. And Dalton, Patrick Swayze, has been hired to clean it up. He might not look like much, but the PhD-educated bouncer proves he's more than capable, busting the heads of troublemakers and turning the roadhouse into a jumping hot spot. But Dalton's romance with gorgeous Dr. Clay puts him at the bad side of a cutthroat local big shot, Brad Wesley. Dude, it's so good. Oh, my God. You know what? We're watching this together, okay? I'm so angry right now that you've never seen Roadhouse. All right.
I mean, there's a lot of movies out there, Brock. There's a lot of movies out there.
You bite your tongue. No more. Until you've seen it, you are not allowed to say anything bad about Roadhouse.
To the front of the list. Sounds like he ordered a little extra cheese on that hot dog.
Oh, it's so good. I'm angry. I'm angry right now that you've never seen it. Moving on before I get more upset. Roadhouse. Lastly, did COVID kill Thanksgiving Day shopping? Whether you're a fan of those pre-Black Friday sales or not, looks like people will be staying home on Thanksgiving this year. Walmart, Target, and Dick's Sporting Goods have all announced that due to concerns over coronavirus, their stores will be closed on Thanksgiving Day this year. This is pretty crazy,
Black
man.
Black Friday they're talking, right?
Yeah. So, actual Thanksgiving Day and Black Friday, I don't believe they're doing. Right here, it just said Thanksgiving Day. So that Thursday going into it. But, you know, nowadays, Black Friday it's not just on Friday anymore. Like, they start at midnight. You know, you got people that are waiting in line at midnight at Walmart and all these big box stores for it. And I don't see it happening, which is good. You
know, it can happen.
It's the same thing. And obviously, we're all grateful that that stores are open, like, you know, Christmas Eve. And, you know, even Christmas Day last year, we needed something for for lunch. And so I was able to go to the store. So, like, we're grateful of it. But I kind of want to go back to the days when nothing was open. You just had to plan ahead. And then people got to spend time with their families and doing what they're doing, you know?
Yeah.
They got to sit around, eat their dinner, and then watch Roadhouse, like the true American family supposed to do, okay?
Oh, boy. No, I usually watch the Lions play, but all right, Roadhouse this year, I guess, because there's not going to be any football.
Why be disappointed in the Lions losing again when you could watch Roadhouse?
I don't know. Yeah, okay, I'll give it a shot, man. I'll give it a shot, but I'm telling you, I think I'm going to leave the movie thinking, eh.
You know what? Remember what we talked about earlier about putting you down? It's going to happen, though. It's going to happen. All because you didn't watch Roadhouse, you son of a bitch.
The Morning Dub. Brought to you.